Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Good Monday morning to you, Amy.
Cass, guess what today is?
It's Tuesday.
It's terrific Tuesday. It's not just any normal Tuesday.
Oh, terrific Tuesday. Well, hello, terrific Tuesday to you.
Oh, it is in ISO with Kirsten Ames. I think this is maybe episode 6 or 7 of in ISO.
Yeah, they're all bleeding into one, my friend.
Yeah, I imagine they're all bleeding into one for our listeners too. But if you are sticking with us, we appreciate you and thank you for coming on this journey. And we hope that it's helpful for you, at least to provide some light entertainment during your day.
So maybe some giggles and some head slaps on for our behalf.
We are going to talk today about the slip, which I think sounds a little bit like the slap, which also sounds a little bit like an STI, but we're not talking about STIs. We're talking about what happens when you fear the slip.
So the slip is when you have done all this great decluttering work and now COVID-19 is here and everybody's home and your house, it feels like a bomb has gone off in it. So we want to give you some encouragement today and some tips on how you can not feel like you're sliding back down into despair.
Yes, it can feel a little bit like the house is in chaos, but I think what it would be helpful for us to talk about and for you to realize is that there's two different types of the slip. There's the decluttering slip and then there's the organizing slip. And I think it's pretty reasonable, Kirst, would you agree that we all around the world, we're going to have a little bit of organizational slip over the next few weeks and possibly months?
Yes.
But what we want to encourage you to do is not infect yourself with the slip in your decluttering. We want you to keep the slip to minimum, because when you're decluttering, you can't undeclutter something you've decluttered. So you actually can't slip in your decluttering, because that bag that you got rid of last week cannot slip back in if you've already gotten rid of it.
Exactly. So just remind yourself of everything that you have already let go of, and then you can just, we just want to really encourage you to be mindful about what comes into your home, which may or may not be so easy in this season. And we can talk about that more in a minute. But also being mindful of your daily habits as well. And I think that that's a practice that we can all work on together in COVID-19.
Yeah, we're finding things that are slipping organisationally around our house is the packing up of things, because there's no, like, there's not like there's a weekend in our house at the moment where you get to play and be creative and have things out on the weekend. You're like, all right, Sunday night, time to pack up that game or pack up the cubby or pack up your make-believe game. It's like, no, every day just bleeds into each other. So organisationally, we are finding that there's a lot more things out that we're not necessarily putting away because they're just going to be used again tomorrow.
Yeah, our house is running a bit differently than that at the moment, and that's, you know, fine. We're different. We all have unique homes and unique families. We're actually, nothing is actually slipping in our house at the moment, but that's not to say that it won't. And that's not to say that I don't totally understand how other people are feeling this slip. We've been very mindful and very intentional about not letting things slip, just because our kids haven't, like, we normally make them pack up their cubby houses and their pretend play at night, unless they're super convinced that they're going to continue the next day, just because we know them really well and our kids don't tend to go back to playing the same thing. If they're really, so don't hear me wrong, like, we do let them keep some things out sometimes, but often they get bored, our kids get bored fairly quickly, and so they move on to another game. And so if they've been playing in the cubby house, you know, in their pretend fort for a couple of hours, and then they go and do something else and they don't return to the fort, then we tell them to back it up at the end of the day. So and Simon's home, and so our house is still fairly in ship shape.
In Simon's ship shop shape.
I can't say that. What is it?
I think we should call it Simon ship shop shape.
Yes. So it's in Simon world. So, you know, it might be different if he was at work, but probably not. And that's the other thing. In our house, he is still working. He's working 8:30 to 5:30 every day with Zoom meetings all day every day. So we haven't been able to be raucous and loud and have lots of loud stuff going on in our house just because he's still working. And I think that that's going to be the case for a lot of families as well around the world, that parents are still having to work via distance and kids are learning via distance. So, you know, I know, I appreciate you guys are on holidays at the moment, Amy, but my kids are still distance learning. So things in our house haven't slipped yet, but in 2 weeks time when it's school holidays here, they may.
Yeah, I love how different we are, Kirst, because you've got a full-time worker working from home, plus you're doing, let's say, would you say around 2 days of admin in our business, give or take?
Yes.
Because I'm doing about 2 days a week admin, but we're not doing any client sessions in real life. We're doing some virtuals. So in our house, and Cal has actually taken some annual leave. He had a big stack of annual leave that was begging to be taken, and so he's now only working 2 days a week. So our house is really flex at the moment. The kids are on holidays. So as usual, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you the two different sides of the same coin.
I think one thing that you can be, I think it all just comes back to intentionality though. So, and that can be in either case, like you can be intentional and just making it feel like normal. Like, you know, I've got some friends who are making their kids put on their school uniforms to do their distance learning just because they feel that their kids are getting into the right headspace when it comes to their learning. Or you can be intentional in wearing your PJs every day and letting the house go be a little bit more relaxed. And that's cool too. It's just, I think that our call today is just to set a vision. I really think it's about setting vision for this season as well. So what do you want? What do you want COVID-19 season to look like in your family? Do you want to, are you comfortable in your PJs all day, every day? And are you comfortable letting some habits slip, knowing that it's going to be fine when you come out of it, you'll just get back into routine? Or are you concerned about are you concerned about the slip? And therefore, if you're concerned about the slip, what can you do to make this season a bit more intentional and not let the slip happen? So what are some tips around not letting the slip happen if that is your desire, Amy?
Yeah, I was just like smiling and nodding along. I know we can't see each other, Kirst, because we're in ISO, but I love like everything you just said. I think that some of the habits that you can implement for the slip is to have like family time where you have this communication of the vision before you have the expectation. So it might be, hey, our expectation is, even though it's unusual in our family and we're eating three meals a day at the dinner table, everybody together, we're going to, instead of putting everything in the dishwasher, we're actually going to hand wash after every meal. Or we appreciate, kids, that you're going to get creative. We just ask you to contain it to the living area and don't take it all into your bedroom. So I think it is actually about communication and just setting those expectations as a group with reason. Like, we don't want you having craft in your bedroom, even though we're kind of letting a lot of the other rules slide, really because we don't want PVA glue in the carpet and paint on your bookshelf.
Exactly. And that's why it's awesome and unique, because every family can design our own vision, and your house doesn't have to look like the Ferrugia home, or it doesn't, and it doesn't have to look like the Ravel home. It can look like your unique family, and you can be as flexible as you want, but it is about creating that vision and then setting expectation and communicating the reasons why you for your family, so that you can come back to that vision. Hey kids, like, we love how creative you're being. However, it's creeping into your bedroom. So can we just bring it back into the playroom or the lounge room, wherever? Or, hey, we love that you're playing with Play-Doh, but remember, that's an outside toy, not an inside toy.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Our kids have their birthdays coming up, and so they will probably more than likely both be in isolation for their birthdays. And so it's actually been really cool, the kind of presents they're requesting are presents that they wouldn't have requested pre-ISO. And so I'm really excited too that we can have still the capacity to shop online and be really intentional in that. Here's something that I think can be a pitfall for the slip cursed, is because so many places are now offering free postage, or they're offering, so I was ordering some things from Target the other day for one child's birthday present, and it was like, spend $45 and over and you get free postage, which is reduced from say $80 and over. And it's so tempting just to add some extra things in your cart, even though you potentially don't need them. So I think that can be a cause of the slip when you're bringing extra things into your home that you actually don't need now or possibly ever.
Yeah, and I think that that is across the board. Like, yes, the kids could get creative with the box that you get your online delivery from, but if the box sits there for a week and still hasn't been used, maybe the box to the recycling, and, you know, there might be another box coming next week or encourage play with that box as soon as it comes, so that you're not having a whole stack of boxes waiting there for creativity to be birthed in your children, who may never want to play with the boxes. So I think it is about being intentional about what comes into your home through online shopping at the moment, and even the grocery shopping, and intentionality in being what stays in your home for this season that we're in, and so And I know it's like, for instance, I went to buy some books last night because my kids are really into certain books at the moment. And I thought, hold on, how can I make a different choice? Like, how, what can I do? Maybe I can put a post up online and see if any of my friends have these certain books that I'm after and see if they could come and deliver it to our door and I can, you know, wipe them over or leave them in somewhere for a couple of days if I'm concerned about COVID. So yeah, I'm just trying to think creatively instead of my first point of call being, I'll just get that online.
Yeah, we're really enjoying doing puzzles at the moment. And I was tempted when I was online shopping for one of the kids' presents the other day to pop a couple of 1500 piece puzzles into the cart. And I stopped and I was like, that's ridiculous, Amy. And so I took them out. And then I messaged a friend who I actually haven't probably seen in real life for 4 or 5 years, but we, you know, we see each other on Facebook, message them, I know they're puzzle lovers, and I'm picking up 3 puzzles from them this afternoon. They're going to leave them on the doorstep. We're going to leave them just in a bag because she said, you know, we don't know if we're sick, we're home, we think it's fine. I'm just going to leave them in a bag for a couple of days and then we're going to do them for free.
Yeah. So, we absolutely want to acknowledge that you might be feeling concerned about slipping back into old habits and old ways. And so we just want to encourage you to have hope that you're not, and to be thoughtful about how you can be create vision in this season and what you can do to be proactive in not slipping. And then if you're not worried about slipping, don't give it another thought. Deal with all of that when you come out of COVID-19. If you've got enough going on in your mental load, then that's totally cool too.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Well, we hope you've enjoyed our episode today. Don't forget to rate and review. We'd love you to share it with a friend. We'll be back tomorrow with another In ISO with Kirsten Ames. If you've got any ideas for topics that you'd like us to cover. Oh, gratitude. I always forget the gratitude, Kirst.
You do, but that's okay.
All right, you go.
Well, no, you tell if they've got ideas for topics.
Oh, yeah, come into our community group and let us know on Facebook.
Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
No, it's worth interrupting for our gratitude. My sisters and
there's there's also a delay in Zoom, so...
Yes, sometimes we can't even tell who's talking and who's not. I'm just going to search on Facebook for something because my sisters and I have been talking about what we're grateful for. So you tell us yours and then I'm going to find the one that we're sharing.
Okay. I am grateful for today, the hugs and kisses from my children and how bountiful they are at the moment. So I'm very, very, very grateful for them.
Oh, that's so sweet. You clearly don't have a teenager. So here's the things that I shared with my sisters that I am grateful for. Sleeping 12 plus hours every night, having my favourite people around me 24/7, not having to get dressed in the morning, not washing my hair, not feeling like I should be more social, not having to work, reading books, baking, enjoying this beautiful weather, seeing how creative Elijah is, playing board games, hearing the boys play basketball outside together, hearing Jesse play piano, going to bed early because I don't need to work at night, binge watching shows, and the joy of having time daily to record a podcast. So they're the things I'm grateful for. We really hope that you take time to be grateful in your life, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us. If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.